143 at the bottom, and yours it's Mem on top. Three lines in the top of the page. Okay, in this parak, Lamed Aleph, the Alter Rebbe is discussing that if a person feels embittered because, remember, if the log is too thick, you gotta bust it up, and if you have to nullify yourself and make yourself nothing. So he says, if you come to that, you come to depression. He says, don't worry about it, because it's really not that bad. It's good depression, it's not depression, it's meridus, it's embitterness. It's something that stimulates you to get moving more and to get doing better because of it. In other words, like this. There's two approaches when a person says, I'm nothing. One person says, I'm nothing, therefore I will officially get depressed. Or you could say, I'm nothing, but I could become something great. So let me go move on. That's the meridus that brings to simcha. So he says, the third line from the top, this will get the person free from worldly depression, but he will come to real simcha afterwards. How will he come to real simcha afterwards? He says, this is what you need to understand and to realize. To comfort the person doubly, after he nullified himself and made himself worthless. He says like this, this is what he has to say to himself. And this is very good psychology, by the way. Emes who came believe Sufik, it's true, no doubt. Shani rochik me Hashem, ma'ed me Hashem betachlis. I'm really far from God. Okay, I'm not close, I don't have the feelings to God. I love world more than I love God. Umeshokets and mesurv, I'm despicable and abominable. Okay, true, you know, granted. But he says like this, ach kol zeh ani levadi hu aguf. You know what's despicable and far from God? My body. But I got a neshama. That's close. Im nefesh achyunis shebei with the animal soul, the yetzahar, with the nefesh abamis, that's what's distant and far from Hashem. Avol mikomakim, and nevertheless, yesh bekir bi chelek Hashem mamish, I have a mamish in the neshama, which is a part of God, especially, you know, yechidus shebei nefesh, the essence, the core, the pintaliyid. Even the lowest of the lowest Jew has, you got it? You got this?
No.
Page Mem on top.
Well, it's 139 on the bottom.
By you, it's, no, by here it's a different, you have Mem on top?
Now I do.
Okay. So we're like 10 lines down. But I have in the Shema, it needs it's a lukus mamish, together with the godly spark, meaning yichidus shebei nefesh, hamelubish balachiyesa, that's in it to give it life, but it's only in the level of golus. Okay, so a person says like this. Okay, you know what? I am despicable, but that's only part of me which is despicable. My animal soul, my yetzahara, my body, but I got within me a very holy part of a neshama, and the truth is that neshama, the godly soul, is in exile. By my body. Then came Adraba. He says, therefore, on the contrary, this is what the person says to himself. The more distant I am away from Hashem, and despicable and abominable, so then it comes out, my godly soul is even more exiled. In other words, the lower I am, the more my godly soul is exiled, correct? And therefore, there's pity on my soul. The guy says to himself like this, you know what? I'm really no good. But I got a neshama. And this neshama is so great. And yet, it fell so low into the body. And it's exiled. And it's controlled by the body. Therefore, I put my whole goal and my aim to take it out of Golus, to return it out of this Golus, to return it back to God, the Father's house, as it was when we before, before it came into my body, when it was one with Hashem, meaning like this. We know, you know, there's an interesting concept that it happens. You know, a lot of social workers end up marrying the people they're working with.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of cases like that. Or at least they feel, have strong feelings for them. Where does that come from? Because Rachmanus stimulates love. It's a pasuk, Yaakov asher podas Avram. Yaakov who redeems Avram. Now, Rebbe explains in Tanya, by the way, what does it mean, how does Yaakov redeem Avram? Avram is the attribute of love. Yaakov is the attribute of pity, of Rachmanis. Yaakov asher podas Avram, it's interesting, when you have pity on something, on somebody, it awakens and stimulates a love to the person. So he says like this, when the person starts meditating to himself, that his nefesh olakis is because he's so far away from Hashem, his godly soul is so far in Golus, and so it's entrenched in this dungeon of Golus, so the pity on my soul is unbelievable, and therefore I'm going to do everything possible to get it out of Golus, meaning to bring it back to God. This type of depression is not depression. It brings the person to do much more to get himself closer to Hashem. And therefore, this is positive, not negative. When a person gets depressed and says, you know what happens, you get depressed, I'm going to bed, I'm out of commission, I'm not doing anything. That gets you nowhere. It doesn't stimulate you to do anything. That is total evil. That is, Baruch and Kalina said, the level of evil, sadness and depression can bring a person to, no sin can bring a person to. Because it's the lowest of the low. But here the Alter Rebbe says this is a different type of reaction. The reaction of the person after he makes himself look like garbage and all that, right? He says to himself, you know what? But come to think of it, yeah. I am garbage, but that's not me. That's my body. Inside this body is a tremendous power of Hashem and Neshama that has a spark of God himself in it. Yechid Hashem Nefesh. And it's so, such a pity on this neshama of mine that it's so low. So you know what? I'm going to do something about it. And I'm going to get it out. I'm going to redeem it. And that itself causes the person to turn around and become closer to Hashem and have simcha. Because you know something? The darker than, the Rebbe says this in one of the upcoming Zayim Yims, the darker the night, the less candles you need to lighten it up. Because the darker it is, the more powerful each candle is.
Because of the contrast.
Like there's an expression in the Gemara, Shraga betihara mayhani means, what does a candle do during sunlight? If you light a candle during the day, it doesn't do anything. The same candle at night sheds a lot of light. And it's self-understood, the darker the part of the night, or the darker the room, the more that same candle that during the day did nothing, is now shining brightly. Right? So if the person on the contrary feels how low the neshama is in the body, in jail and all that, and yet I could bring it back, so then the person realizes, one mitzvah that I do is going to illuminate a lot of darkness. And therefore the person becomes simcha from that. They know where they are, but they know where they're heading. On Saturday night in Mitzvah Shem at the group, we're going to talk about this. How it's possible to be happy 60 days of two others. Because joy in Torah is a completely different definition of joy and simcha of what it is translated in today's world. But this is the concept. The person knows where, what they are and where they can go to. That is simcha. That causes simcha. The Alter Rebbe says here. And he says, "Begam atar kein," and he says, even now, "Teiklulum yuchedus by yizbarich," it still will get back. And he says, I can make the neshama back to Hashem. "Kshaasim komar gamase," when I make my whole aim, "betero mitzvahs," to do Torah mitzvahs, Lahalbish bam kol eser bechina sel canal to put in all my 10 powers of the soul into this Torah mitzvahs, or befrat b'mitzvahs tefillah, especially when you come to the mitzvah of davening. Litzik al Hashem, to cry out to Hashem, but sarlo, when it's in pain, migalusa, from the golus, and the person talking to himself, begufi, in my body, hamashukat, which is despicable, when the neshama cries out. You know, it's a very interesting thing. The lower the person feels themselves to be, when they daven, they mean it more. You know, in Shulchan Aruch it says that for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the chazan should be somebody who's married, meaning has a yoke of a family, and he doesn't have good parnasa, because when they daven, they mean it. Because when they daven, they mean it. They're asking for stuff they really need. A guy who's very rich, what's he davening? What's Trump davening for? You know what I mean? To right. Become president. Right. But what does it do? So he says, the person has to understand that when the more, especially when I daven and I cry out to Hashem in a way that davening to become close to Hashem, which the word tefillah means connection and binding and becoming one, leitziyah mimaska, to take it out of its prison, uladavka beyizbarich, and to cling to Hashem, v'zui b'chinas tshuva ma'isim tevim, this is what it means, tshuva and ma'isim tevim, shem ma'isim tevim, which refers to the good deeds, sha'aisa, that he does, kadei lahashiv chelek Hashem, to return this part of Hashem, meaning as neshama, the makayda v'shashet cholam, back to the source of all the world's meaning, God. I mean, the Alter Rebbe is alluding to a very interesting question the Chassidus asks. It says, always expression Chazal, yafes shoachas b'tshuva ma'isim tevim. It's good 1 hour of tshuva and ma'isim tevim, good deeds, better than the whole world to come. If you stop to think for a minute, it should say ma'isim tevim and then tshuva. First you do good deeds, and then you do tshuva. Why does it say first tshuva, repent, which literally means repentance, and then good deeds? It should say good deeds and tshuva. Why is he saying tshuva first? So here the Alter Rebbe is saying it in a very hinted way, but other places, Rabbi Sicha said, it's all explained, Dr. Siddhis. Tshuva here means to return. He says, tshuva ma'isim tevim, when a person does things to return to God and to become close, then the actions are ma'isim tevim, then the actions are good and illuminated. In other words, he says, returning to Hashem by doing Torah mitzvahs, the fact that I'm far away from Him and you come home is a greater simcha than if you're always there. Right? Let's say with kids and parents, not parents and kids, but if a kid is away from home for a very long time and then they come home, it's a much greater simcha than if a kid was away for a week. I mean, parents is the opposite, maybe. Parents come home. But by the kids, when you love the kids, so the longer or the further the distance, the greater the joy by the return. So there, of the parent. So the simcha of this Jew is, he says to himself, yes, I'm very far, but that's not really me. That's my body. My neshama is pure. And it's a big pity on my neshama that it's in this terrible mess. And therefore I will get everything possible to return my neshama to Hashem. And therefore, like the Alter Rebbe is soon going to say, you can imagine the joy of the king when his son, the prince, was thrown into jail by captives. They captured him and they threw him into jail. And the kid comes back to the father's palace, the joy is unbelievable. And that's exactly what happens in this case with the Jew. The Jew's neshama is the prince of God, the neshama. The neshama is captured in the captivity of the body and animal soul and the evil of the world. But the person says to himself, you know what? when I come home, there's going to be a big simcha. And therefore the person says, by me doing it, I will be happy. It causes me to be happy because I know the simcha that the father will have, meaning Hashem, when I come back. So the Alter Rebbe says, don't worry if this causes you to be sad a little bit, because the truth of the matter is, it's not, if you do it right, it's not going to cause you to be sad. If anything, it's going to stimulate you to become so close to Hashem in a way that you couldn't have been closer if you didn't fall away. And that is, by the way, psychologically, forget Yiddishkeit, there's a tremendous attitude that a person can have. It's called, basically, controlling any situation. Instead of allowing a terrible situation to control you, meaning that you fall apart and you know, whatever terms you use today, but on the contrary, you turn it around and you use the circumstance and the situation to make it even better than before. How? By realizing that as far as I am, I just turn around, I'm there. Like we learned last week, east to west. You just turn around, you're there. And therefore the simcha on the contrary is much greater. That is, as they always give the mashal of, when a Kennedy makes it, or a Rockefeller makes it, older generation, or the Rockefellers make it, you know, it's nowhere near the great simcha as when a kid that was a farmer or a slave becomes who knows what. It's a much greater accomplishment. So that itself causes the person to be simcha. So now he says like five lines in the end of the page. V'zeis ti avedasi kol yomav, this is the aveda of a Jew his entire day, b'simcha rabba, with tremendous simcha. He simcha sanefesh, which is the joy of the soul, b'tseisa mehaguf, when it leaves this despicable body, uveshava obesavir kenore, and it returns to God, when, b'shastera v'aveda, when you're learning your daven, because even though you're stuck in the body, but when you learn in daven, you're close to Hashem. And he says, K'mayim Merazalek, the Chazal say, a person should be, all his days, should be in tshuva. Okay? You should do tshuva your whole life. And he says, Vein la simcha gedela, there's no great joy as the joy, k'tseis me'agolus v'ashivya, when you get out of captivity. K'mashul ben ha-malach, we said before, the mashul, the Alter Rebbe says, a marshal of a prince, Shaya Beshivya, who was taken captive by the enemies. V'teichem bebeisa surim, and he's doing the millstone, you know, turning this low caliber work in the prison. And umenuvel ba'ashpa, and he becomes covered with filth, because he's moving the mill, which is full of mud and everything. V'yotza l'chav shel beis aviv, and he goes back to the father's house. And he says even more. He says, even though the body is still dirty, it doesn't matter. I don't know if the Alter Rebbe is connecting the two things together like this. When the kid comes home to the father, the prince, he comes home, he's top to bottom full of mud. Yeah? But the king is so excited to see him, he doesn't care about the mud. And you're talking about a king, you know, not the... So the simcha is so great that even though the body is dirty, it doesn't matter, the kid came home. So even though the body of this Jew that's doing tshuva is still what it is, but Hashem says the kid, the neshama is what the kid is, not the body. What's the person? The soul, the life of the person. That comes home. Okay, shekasev b'zayah, like the Zayah says about the body, that is called mishcha dechivya, a serpent's skin. Ki mohosev atzmut shel nefesh habamis. He says, because the fact is, the nefesh habamis stays the animal soul. The Yetzer Hara stays the Yetzer Hara. Le'nepach le'tev le'chol be'kedusha. Does not become, because he's not a tzaddik. Right? The guy's just doing two tshuva. Mikoma came, nevertheless. Te'yake nafshe be'enav. His soul will be so precious. By it, in the eyes of the body, and by the person. Le'smeach be'simchose, to rejoice with the joy of the neshama. Yesem mi'aguf anivzem, more than the despicable body. That the body should not be allowed to mix in and to mess up and to ruin the simchas hanefesh bitzavan aguf, when the nefesh come back with the misery of the body. In other words, once the person feels that they came back, they're not going to get affected anymore by the body. Because they're only, like they said before, the king doesn't care if his son's full of mud. The fact that the person, the neshama, comes home, that's the simcha. The simcha is not that the body is still no good and the Yetzer Hara is still functioning and it doesn't matter. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, this type of feeling low, as long as it brings to something positive, it's good. And the bottom line, Chassidus says, we learned this in the past, you have a choice of doing two things. You don't know which one's right and which one's wrong. How do you decide? I'll give you an example. Somebody's tired. They think, should I learn now? Or maybe I should go to sleep now, and then I'll get up and I'll learn. And they don't know what to do. It's a dilemma. Both sound good. Go to sleep to learn, or learn now, but it's more difficult. So how do you know which one's right? So Chassidus says, you look at the bottom line. Bottom line, this thing says go to sleep, and this way says go learn. So which one do you do? You have to look at the bottom line. Both sound good. You know, go to sleep, then you'll be able to learn better. But the bottom line is, now you need to make a choice. Should I go to sleep, or should I learn? Bottom line is, you have to look at the bottom line of it, the action. Am I going to sleep or am I going to learn? If I'm going to sleep versus going to learn, obviously learning is better. So you know which is the right of the two? Going to learn.
The Tanakh said that he told the
Rebbe Marash's wife.
Best to learn to leave davening than to leave resin. So it's, that's the opposite.
No, it wasn't a question.
No.
She was told by the doctor that she has to eat in order to be healthy. Because if you don't eat, you're not even going to be able to daven properly. That's not the issue. Over there was a medical issue with here we're talking Michal, should I do this or should I do that? Bottom line is, you look at the now. What is the now bringing me to? Is it bringing me to something positive? That's the right. If it's not bringing me to something positive, it's wrong. You know, in philosophy, both could be right, and one could be even more right than the next. But philosophy is not what makes the world go round. Action is what makes the person, the world go round. So if you have this action, it's good. This action is not good.
What happens if you see that after two, three nights like that, you are falling asleep as you start learning? So you're talking about learning.
Bechlal, people should never take sleeping pills. All they have to do is start learning. It works phenomenal. You don't need take a Tillum, take any Jewish book. You don't need sleeping pills. It puts you to sleep right away. And it's not addictive, by the way. It's still not addictive. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, generally speaking, you always have to see the good in everything, that even though the person's realizing how disgusting I am, but Dr. Rebbe said, why are you looking at that? Right? What you really should do is look at the positive. You have a neshama, right? You are great, and the further you are away from Hashem, the greater the return is, that you become a much closer person to Hashem. So you need to accentuate the positive rather than the negative. And even in this, the Alter Rebbe says you need to find the positive. When a person thinks they're worthless, that was only to bust up the body. But then you say to yourself, yeah, the body's talk worthless. Hopeless, helpless, worthless. But I got a second part of me. It's called the neshama. And that neshama is great. You know, Chassidim used to, there's a song, Chassidim used to say, we're talking nothing, but we're Chassidim. We're that, you know, I went to two Polish Jews in the mikveh when I was a bach, it's going back a long time ago. They were saying, the men go to mikveh, like, what does it do to us? You know? See, the other guy says to him, listen, when you wash a horse, it's still a horse, but it's a clean horse. Since we go to mikveh, the men, we're still a bunch of animals, but at least we're clean animals, went to the mikveh. It's much better.